This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The United States announced this week it plans a diplomatic boycott of the Winter Olympics in Beijing. The move is to protest human rights abuses in China. Along with the boycott, there are fan restrictions that could tarnish the luster of February's games for athletes. But Olympic hopefuls from Massachusetts tell WBUR's Callum Borchers they remain focused on their training and trying to make it to Beijing.
Olympians often toil for years in sports that receive little public attention, competing for rare opportunities to perform for cheering crowds and political dignitaries. But local athletes who qualify will largely miss those special moments in Beijing. On top of diplomatic boycotts by more than a dozen countries, the pandemic will keep fans out of most Olympic venues. That's not exactly what cross-country skier Julia Kern of Waltham imagined when she first dreamed of competing in the Games.
I think it will feel really weird to be at what is built up to be the pinnacle of competing at the biggest stage at the Olympics with no one there. It might just feel like an ordinary race that no one knows about.
Still, Kern says she won't let politics or the pandemic take her mind off her goal. She's in Davos, Switzerland for a World Cup event this weekend, trying to impress national team coaches before the Olympic roster is unveiled in January.
I'm just 100% focused on prepping for the Olympic Games, and my focus and attention is there. And so for me, it's focusing on what I need to do and what I'm doing to get there.
Speed skater Julie Letai of Medfield is also trying to tune out international skirmishes and other potential distractions. Her sports Olympic trials are just a week away. A lack of spectators and luminaries at the Olympics will be a pretty big bummer, as she puts it, but she has other motivations.
Then you just kind of remember that, you know, you and your teammates aren't necessarily doing it for the attention. You're doing it because it's something, the craft that you've been working on for years, and like your desire is really just to improve and make it to the highest level that you can.
Plus, Letai knows Team USA will have plenty of supporters watching and rooting from home. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.